Hi everyone, it's Dolores, of course. I'm up at the Thames Barrier in Woolwich, and the reason I've come along is clearly, obviously, we're having terrible floods in England at the moment, and the Thames has burst its banks all along, causing, you know, thousands of people being evacuated and, you know, all this terrible damage. But it's a beautiful day at the moment, and the tide's actually going out because the Thames is a tidal river, so it's on its way out at the moment, so it's quite low. But it's still, the barrier's a really magnificent sight. One of the actual barriers is up at the moment, but the others are down, clearly. You know, you've got to let the water out. And it's coming out quite fast as well. But I've always lived in Lewisham, and when I was a little girl, I remember this huge flood in Lewisham. Like, it was big news that Lewisham town centre had been flooded, because of course lots of rivers are tributaries of the Thames and come into it, and so it flows in and out. So, you know, one of the reasons, if this barrier wasn't actually up here now, oh, just the devastation would be even worse. I mean, I was looking at the floodplains map that's been released. And even where I live in Sydenham, where the River Ravensbourne runs through, our roads would be flooded. So that's right up into Lewisham. So they reckon the biggest places would be New Cross, Deptford. And, you know, I do remember Lewisham town centre. So I would say even there. But, I mean, it is worrying. They reckon they're going to have to make it even bigger. It's going to have to be made larger, the barrier, to cope with climate change. So, but I just thought I'd come down because the park where I'm actually standing is part of a cycle path. So I'm standing on the south side by Woolwich, and I'm looking over to East London at Silvertown, and there's a massive Tate and Lyle sugar factory. And, you know, it's quite busy. There's a boat coming up now. But it's a magnificent sight. Like, it's got big silver domes and they're just glistening in the sun now. Gorgeous. So, I mean, it looks all well and good now. But, I mean, there's been some terrible tragedies. A young boy was gassed. They think he was gassed by some pumps that his father had put around the house to try and pump water out of the house up in Surrey. And the father and son, well, the little boy died. And there was a picture of him in the paper with his little face painted like a lion, sitting amongst some flowers. Just so devastating. And, you know, it must be horrible losing your home to floods. I've had nightmares over it, actually. You know, not just now. I mean, I know people are having living nightmares. But, you know, I've had dreams in the past where it's been flooding. And the dreams have been awful. I just couldn't bear the thought of it happening in real life. But it's really busy around the barrier today. Not with people walking. It's quite empty. I mean, it is a working day. But the lot of maintenance men around, obviously, you know, got to keep an eye on that barrier. Because if that doesn't go up... Oh, like I was saying, there's a little path here. So there's a little park because there's a cafe and an observation area. That noise is from the barrier. But it's been flooded recently. If you go onto YouTube, you can actually see the... you can actually see the flooding. So there's been a few YouTube videos put up. So... It's like an MP. There's a couple of camera crews come down, and there's little old me. But it's a real tragedy. But thank God for these barriers, because if we didn't have them, the devastation in London would just be absolutely mad. I think there's the Environment Agency have turned up, and some guy in a suit, so probably an MP or something. I really want to go and hear what they're saying. I don't know who that man is. He looks important. I think he's probably an MP. Let me go and find out. That's what journalists do. Oh, he's not an MP or anything. He's a news anchor. He's a newsman. Something Foster from CNN. And little old Dolores. So they're come down to do their bit. That'll probably be on later on. But, I mean, it is a big deal. And I wanted to be here to see it, because it is quite important, you know. It is a big deal, put it that way. So thank you, Thames Barrier, and thanks for saving most of London. And sorry to all the people that are suffering at the moment. It's a terrible thing. And it's been the worst rain. I can't. It's like living in that film, The Blade Runner, where it's just non-stop raining, where all the poor people live on the ground floor. But this is affecting not just the poor. This is affecting people with a little bit of money that are living in houses that could afford to buy houses on the actual river. You know, it's a privilege to live on the river, and you have to pay for that. So, sorry, rich people. This is Dolores. I've just discovered a plaque, actually, because I've come along to the View Cafe, and there's a plaque, and it says, it's really interesting, commemorating the devastating floods of January 31st, 1953, in memory of more than 2,100 lives lost in countries around the North Sea. This event led to the development and construction of the Thames Barrier and associated flood defences, protecting London, its peoples and property. The Environment Agency.